Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurooptimal neurofeedback. So today I was thinking about thinking, and I was thinking about this very old statement by Rene Descartes that says, "I think, therefore I am," and how apropos it is to meditation and what we start really learning about our thinking. Our thinking is this very sophisticated mechanism, but it has a life of its own. It doesn't seem to necessarily need our head or our body to house it. And we have this ability to think without being aware of our bodies at all. I mean, it's true if you've ever tripped while walking, which happens to me all the time, simply because our mind is thinking, it's somewhere else. But on another deeper, more sort of disturbing level, our thinking can be the root of all of our stress and our unhappiness, because we spend so much time thinking about situations from our past that we aren't happy with or we regret, or worrying about this future that is yet to take place. We can become so consumed by thinking that we believe our reality is stuck the way we think things are. Meditation is a practice of becoming the observer or the witness of our thinking as an extension of who we are. It's just this mechanism of the mind, but we don't have to be controlled by it. In fact, meditation can finally put us in the seat of control, and we can let go of this grip of thinking, managing the flow of thoughts, and having tools to return to a state where we're simply being. In many traditional teachings on meditation, the word thinking is used as a label. So we label our thoughts when we notice them while we're trying to focus on our breathing. And you'll find that once you settle into the task of focusing the mind on the inhale and the exhale, that the mind is going to get really bored and it's going to start to wander. We're so used to this wandering mind that we really don't notice it. And the ability to notice it is cultivated when we practice meditation. We have to give the mind something specific to do, to think about, and then we can bring it back when it goes off task. Here's how it works. When we're sitting there, we're noticing the breath, and we're using the mind to follow it by saying to ourselves, inhale and exhale as we breathe. We also use tracking our body sensations or even the sounds around us by naming them silently, like neck or dog barking. And finally, if we can catch ourselves thinking, we say silently to ourselves, thinking. And we come back to labeling the breath or the body sensations. We're literally training our minds to wake up from the distraction of thinking, to observe our mind as if from a close distance, and to redirect our focus on labeling what we're aware of instead of getting caught up in the stories behind the labels. We label the breaths, we label the sensations, and we label thinking. Everything that's happening inside of us and outside of us can become this wake-up call we need to catch ourselves doing it and return to this present moment. The more we practice labeling, the better we get at staying focused. And it can sound like an awfully busy practice at first, and it kind of seems like it is. But soon you're going to become so good at labeling that you'll be able to let go of doing it altogether and only use it when you notice the distractions. It's really an ebb and flow sort of a practice. Sometimes there's big surf and sometimes it's glassy and smooth. So you just are learning to let it be whatever it is, being the observer, being the labeler, the one who floats on the surface, riding the waves of awareness, of feelings, thinking, breathing, and being. So like building blocks, we start with this foundation of sitting and then breathing and then labeling and body scan. And that's what we're going to do today. So get yourselves in a comfortable position and we'll begin our practice together. Good. So notice how your back is feeling today. See if you need some support. Maybe you want to sit against a pillow or couch or chair and have your feet firmly planted on the floor. Try not crossing your legs. Let your hands rest in your lap. And don't clasp your fingers. If you can just put palms down on your thighs, or you can let your left palm rest in your right palm, face up. And begin to let yourself drop into your three cleansing breaths. In through the nose as deeply as you can. And very, very slowly blowing out of the mouth. We're going to do this two more times. In through the nose. Blowing nice and slow out of the mouth. And you should already feel yourself slowing down. One more. And then you can shift to your nostril breathing. And right away, go ahead and let your mind begin to track the inhale and the exhale by labeling them as they flow in and out. And you do this silently. And you notice if you feel like you're in a race or it feels difficult at first. We're just inviting the mind, which is used to wandering, into being aware of this present moment and marking breath by breath each moment as it unfolds. And anytime you're doing this at home, you might try labeling and counting the breaths to 10. That's always a really helpful way to refine your attention. And then let go of labeling the breaths and just notice how you're feeling. Notice your body. Notice all the sounds around you. Really letting yourself be fully aware of everything. We're not trying to retreat or escape from reality. We're learning to be with it without being swept away by it. And now we're going to begin to scan the entire body, labeling the body parts as we go along. So moving your mind and your breath down into your feet. And as you inhale and exhale, you can say to yourself, feet. And then moving up into your ankles, do the same thing. Up into your shins and calves, labeling as you go. Moving your awareness into your knees, your thighs, and then becoming aware fully of your legs. Just saying legs to yourself and see if you can let them be a little heavier. Let them be held and supported. Moving into your low back. Then into your belly. And you can say to yourself, soften. Soften into the belly. Then moving up into your ribs and the sides of your body. Up into your chest, underarms, shoulder blades, collarbones, and feel them spread wide as you say the words to yourself. Become aware of your shoulders and let them drop to your elbows. Touching the elbows with your mind and labeling down to your wrists, fingers, hands. Move into your jaw and say jaw as you soften it. Parting your teeth. Rolling your eyes down and forward, closing them if you like and saying to yourself, eyes. scalp, hair. And you can see that whenever you put your attention on labeling your body parts, then your body has your full attention and your mind doesn't wander. So this is a great way to train yourself to be present, just by labeling body parts. And now we're going to let that go. And we're just going to sit, feel sensations, hear sounds. And when the mind gets distracted by thinking and we can catch ourselves, you're going to say to yourself, thinking, just labeling it. And then come back and label 3 rounds of breath. Inhale, exhale, and you'll see you've regrounded. And then letting go of doing anything at all until the next thought distracts you. Using the labels to come back to the present moment. And you'll continue to practice, and I'll check in with you in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Notice where your thinking has gone. Has it wandered? Is it bouncing or racing all over the place, seeking out some distraction or stimulation? It's just a habit, no big deal. Now that you've caught yourself in thought, just take a deep breath in and label it, just thinking. Come back to your breath and your body sensations. And when you feel reconnected, you can let go of any other labeling and just be. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home. And today we're labeling our thinking and our breaths and learning how to bring ourselves back from distraction to just simply being in the moment. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling. Check in with your back and say back. Your belly, say soften. Your jaw, release. Your mind, open. Bringing the breath into the base of your spine. Inhale up your back until it reaches the roof of your mouth. And then exhale down the front of the body, back to the belly. Good. Do this a couple more times. Inhaling up the back. Exhaling down the front. Really accepting the ebb and flow of your practice to be perfect exactly as it is. Needs no improvement. Just your gentle awareness and intention. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lori, and I'm wishing you peace along your way today.